Hi, I'm Kara Sutterfield, and this is my podcast. After over 20 years of leading one-on-one and group coaching in professional settings, I developed a passion for helping other women uncover who they long to become and how to live into that vision of self today. Let's deep dive into this profound exploration together, discover how best to embody the highest version of ourselves, and take action in this present moment to be her now. Hello, and welcome back to Be Her Now. I'm your host, Kara, and it is my joy to be here with you. In this episode, I would like to unpack a little further the idea of figuring out who you want to be. Last week, we looked at the To Be Her Now framework, which included the foundation and the pillars. So if you haven't checked out that episode, which is just episode one, it's only about 15 minutes long, but I do feel that listening to that before this episode will be helpful in understanding what we're going to talk about today. So in order to be her now, we need to know who she is. And in last week's episode, we talked about a couple of ways to dream about or get inspired into who you might want her to be. We talked about making a list of ideas within the pillars and the foundation. And I also talked about doing a visualization. In the past, when I have talked about visualization with groups, not everyone is clear on what it means to visualize or how to visualize. And so I thought that today I could take you through a guided meditation so that you could start to figure out who you want to become or to get more clarity. So I welcome you to participate in this visualization fully. And once you've heard it, you can also use it as a framework to create your own practice or your own version of a visualization that's better suited to you and the future self that you long to become. Now, I tried to create this in a way that would encompass all aspects of the foundation of To Be Her Now and all of the pillars. And so because of that, there's a couple of caveats. One, just like we talked about last week, I want you to dream huge. Beyond your wildest dreams, stretch your imagination, forget about your current circumstances and what you think is possible in this moment. If there were no boundaries and there was endless potentiality in any given moment, what would you want your future self to be like? What kind of world would she live in? This is the perspective that we want to bring into this visualization. Also, there's a couple of circumstances in the visualization that I've added intentionally so that we can cover all aspects of what you might have in a future life. The purpose of this exercise is to visualize an ideal day, which for you might not include work. We are going to put this ideal day on a work day so that you can think about things like your future career. The other thing I want to let you know is that when you're visualizing, it's really just imagining. You're seeing in your mind's eye pictures, ideas, that can be in color or in black and white, almost like a dream, but while you're awake. So you're just going to picture these ideas that I present to you in this guided visualization as best you can. And while I'll try to keep the pace comfortable for imagining these different scenarios, know that you can always come back to it. And really, this is just sort of a first dry run that you can use to come back to later and continue to fine-tune to work best for you. So if you're picturing something about your day and I move on, don't worry. Try to move along with me as best you can and know that you can always revisit whatever aspect felt too quick for you later. So I'd like to invite you now to get into a comfortable position, take a few deep breaths, and close your eyes. We're going to enter now into your ideal day. It begins by seeing yourself sleeping. You're in a bed, though perhaps the details of that bed are not clear yet. I'd like you to enter into your sleeping body and feel that deep, relaxed state. In this moment, in your ideal day, you're just before waking. It's that millisecond of consciousness before you open your eyes. And as you come into consciousness, in your sleeping body, inside of your ideal day, I'd like you to feel into your body and notice, are you rested, energized, vibrant, joyful? Are you excited for the new day? Feel a smile cross your lips as the first words that meet your consciousness are thank you. the miracle of this new day occurs to you. Take a moment and stretch. Feel the energy moving through your body as you open your eyes within this ideal day. You turn your head to see the first light of morning coming into the window. So you sit up. As you refocus on the room, take a look around. How big is it? Is the floor carpeted, wood, or tiled? Take a moment to feel it underneath your feet. What type of furniture is in the room as you look around? What kind of lighting is available to you? Notice as the warm light of morning continues to illuminate the space around you. How many windows are within your view? Take a look out through them and notice what you see. Do you see mountains or city, the countryside or the ocean? What kind of bed are you sitting on? Turn to look at the whole bed. Is there someone still asleep next to you? Or are you single? Are you in a relationship? When you think about that status, feel how wonderful it makes you feel. Take a moment to sit with the joy that you're feeling in this moment as you stand up. Now, head toward the bathroom to get ready for what's next in your day. On your way, see yourself in the floor-length mirror leaning against your wall. Pause here. What do you see? Are you fit? Tan? What does your hair look like? Are your nails manicured? Is your skin glowing? How do you feel about who you see in the mirror? Take a moment to look at this ideal you with love and reverence. Continue toward the bathroom, but pause in the doorway and take a look around. What does it look like? Is there a bathtub or shower, or perhaps both? How many sinks are there? Take a moment to observe the decorative details before heading to the sink to brush your teeth. Now that you're at the sink and have a closer view of your face in the mirror, notice how vibrant and glowing your skin is, and how your eyes glint with vitality. Brush your teeth, and before you walk away, look yourself in the eyes, and with a full and happy heart, mouth the words, "I love you," to yourself. Finishing up in the bathroom, head toward your kitchen. Take note of the other rooms in your house on the way there. And as you walk down the final hallway before arriving, look up at the wall to your left and notice the photographs of your favorite adventures. Where were they taken? On vacation or at home? Maybe at one of your other properties? Who else is in the photos? Do you see family or friends? Notice how everyone is smiling, and remember how happy they were in those moments. Remember the beautiful weather from each location. Was it balmy and warm and tropical, or sunny and crisp and snowy? Was it the perfect spring day? Did you experience the feeling of a cozy fire roaring in the fireplace on a holiday getaway? You arrive at your kitchen, and it's perfect for you. Take a look around and notice the details. Are the appliances gas or electric? Do you have a microwave? What items adorn the countertops, if any? Are they decorative or functional? Open the cabinet and notice your dishes. Take out a cup. Begin to prepare your morning drink. Maybe it's coffee or tea or filtered water. Whatever is best for you in this moment. Once you have prepared your morning beverage, or perhaps someone else has prepared it for you, take your cup and carry it to your favorite cozy nook in the house where you love to sit and wake up first thing in the morning. Settle in and feel the comfortable temperature of your cup in your hands, taking a moment to sip on your beverage and take in your surroundings. Is the lighting bright or dim? Is it natural or perhaps from a lamp or an overhead light? What is your seat like? Notice the decor in the room. Do you see art or perhaps more photos? Notice how delightful your pajamas feel against your skin and how deeply content you are in this moment. Is anyone else already awake and there with you, or are you enjoying this moment in solitude? Take a last sip of the drink in your cup and set it on the side table or coffee table near to you. Next to where you've placed your cup, there is a beautiful journal and pen and an inspirational book. Pick up the journal and turn to the next blank page of this book where you record your deepest gratitudes. Write down the three things you're most grateful for in this moment. Was it something exciting from yesterday? Or something you're looking forward to today? Is it the people in your life? Or the little things that bring you joy? When you finish, exchange the journal for the inspirational book and take note of the title. Take some time to read from the next page and reflect on its message. The words fill you with love and promise and hope. Be with these feelings. Take a deep breath, relax, and get comfortable. Now here, as you sit in your ideal day, close your eyes. Imagine it's time to start your day. Head to the kitchen and open your fridge. What do you see inside? Is there fresh food or chef-prepared meals? Take out your first meal of the day, whether it's ready to heat or the ingredients for a meal you enjoy preparing for yourself or perhaps others as well. Take the time to fix the meal and carry it to your table. Has anyone else in your home awakened and gathered for this meal? If so, take a moment to see their smiling faces. Or perhaps you're still enjoying the quiet stillness of the morning. Look down at your dish and notice the colors and delicious smell of your meal. Take the first bite and enjoy the rich flavor of the nourishing food. Peacefully finish the meal. Feel your body awaken further and fill with fueled energy, ready for the adventures of the day. Look out of the window and notice how the day calls to you. Take care of your dishes and head to your closet. How big is it? What does it look like? Is it organized? Do you have lots of clothing, or are you more minimal? Do you see shoes and accessories? What types of clothing do you see? Casual, business, dressy, some of everything? Reach out and touch the clothes hanging in front of you. How do they feel? Get dressed to go move your body. See the clothing you're choosing for yourself, and then head outside. Do you walk out of your door and directly onto hiking trails or head to the gym? Maybe it's a yoga studio or a pool. Maybe it's away from home, somewhere where you have to drive. Or maybe it's in your home. What equipment are you using, if any? See yourself investing in movement for the pure joy of health and vitality. Now head back into your home, into the shower to get cleaned up for the day. Notice the great scents of soaps that you use. Feel the water fall against your body at the perfect temperature. Notice how strong and alive and confident in your skin that you feel. Notice how relaxed and steady you feel, as this is your routine, and so you know you have plenty of time. Finish your shower and grab your towel. Is it warm? Plush? What does it look and feel like? After you're dry, head back to the closet and get dressed for work in something that makes you feel confident. Once you're ready, head back to the full-length mirror and observe yourself. What are you wearing? Are you comfortable? Fashionable? Accessorize the outfit with shoes and jewelry if you prefer. Will you be wearing makeup? Finish getting ready and completely observe yourself in the mirror again. Note how confident you look and the healthy glow you have about you. Turn off the light and head to work. Note whether your office is in your home or in a separate location. What does it look like? Is where you work even an office at all? Anything is possible in this day, so make it your own. See yourself doing the work that fulfills you and feeds your soul. Do you work directly with clients? If so, envision your ideal client now. Are they cheerful and friendly? Do they appreciate you? See them receiving your work and efforts with gratitude. They are thrilled with your latest contribution and are handing you a check. Receive the check with both hands, knowing wholeheartedly you've earned it and deserve it for all of the passion and care you instill in everything you do. Look down at the check. Feel how easy and effortless it felt to earn this, and note how much money the check is written out for. It's everything you need and more. Smile and genuinely thank your client for valuing and investing in you. Finish your morning at work with joy and head out to your car to head to lunch. Wow! Now that is your dream car. Take a moment to see it. What color is it? What type of car do you see? Is it a sports car or family vehicle? It's clean and shiny and new, and you own it. It's yours. Walk to the driver's side and get in. What color is the interior? Is it cloth or leather? What kind of stereo system does it have? What other details do you see? Turn the key in the ignition and close the door. Listen as the engine comes to life. It's time to head out and meet your favorite people for lunch. Drive to the best restaurant you enjoy or have been wanting to try. Notice the scenery on your way there. You arrive at the restaurant and all of your favorite people are happily seated and waiting for you. As you walk up and sit down at the table, look into the faces of all of your favorite people that you love so much. Make eye contact and greet each person with a smile. Tell them that lunch is your treat, knowing that the check you just received has given you the ability to be generous. Feel a deep sense of belonging as you share a delicious meal with your favorite people. See how happy everyone is. Hear their joy and laughter and bustling conversation. And notice how warmly you feel towards each of them. The food and service here is amazing, and everyone is full and happy. Finish lunch and see yourself paying the check. Align your heart with generosity and tip your server some extra money in gratitude. You are taking the rest of the day off and heading to the airport. The person or people closest to you are going with you if you like. They could be someone you already know, or maybe someone you hope to meet. Take a moment to acknowledge who's coming with you, if anyone, as you place their luggage in your car next to your pre-packed bag. Head out and arrive at the airport, and double-check your ticket on the app in your phone. You see your first-class ticket or tickets are there. Where are you going? See yourself boarding the plane and find your seat. The stewardess offers you coffee or champagne on a tray. Take your preference and feel the temperature of the cup on your fingers. Sip and taste your beverage. You arrive safely at your destination after a very comfortable flight. Grab your bag and head outside where your ideal transportation is waiting for you. As you drive or ride through town to your destination, notice the sights and feel the excitement. See yourself and everyone else you've brought with you, smiling and laughing, full of joy, and envision the rest of the getaway, watching yourself enjoy the many activities or time resting that fill you up and restore you. Now, still inside of your ideal day, gently come back to your comfy seat next to where you've left your coffee cup and open your imaginary eyes. See yourself in your future home again and take a moment to look around. Then begin to wander the entirety of the home. See each room and notice what's inside of them. Who is each room for? Do you live with anyone at all? Observe with gratitude as you realize that the income that comes so easily to you has provided all of this. Make your way through your home, noting the details. Eventually, find your way back to your ideal bedroom. Find a comfortable spot to sit down or lie down and take a deep breath. Rest in the knowing that you have begun to plant the seeds of what you can easily and effortlessly create in your life. Close your ideal eyes. Now, become aware of your body in the here and now. Feel the energy of infinite possibility as you wiggle your fingers and toes. Take a few slow, deep breaths, and when you're ready, open your eyes. Welcome back. I hope this visualization was helpful in gaining clarity about who you long for your future self to be, or at least gave you some ideas of how you can create your own visualization process if this one didn't resonate quite right for your ideal day. Remember, there are no rules to this, so you can absolutely make it your own. I encourage you to take some time now to write down what you saw within each of the areas of the foundation and the pillars. To help with this, I've created a Facebook group under the name To Be Her Now, and I've shared a PDF that outlines the foundation and the pillars to make this process a little bit easier, or perhaps just give you an outline to use. I want to thank you so much for joining me this week, and I'll meet you back here next week on our journey together to be her now.